Solar power's emergence as an important feature of New England's energy landscape just hit an important milestone. Normally, the amount of power drawn from the regional grid is lowest at night, but one day this spring, residential solar arrays flipped that pattern around. And as Fred Bever reports, the phenomenon will likely become more frequent in New England.
It happened on April 21st.
It was a Saturday, and it was the weekend, and we had relatively mild weather, so there was light consumer demand on the electricity system, and it was a particularly sunny day.
Ann George is a spokeswoman for ISO New England, the group that runs this region's bulk transmission grid.
We saw record high output from our solar installations in the region, which led to the first time ever in New England seeing load and demand on the electricity system at a lower level in the middle of the day as opposed to overnight while everybody's sleeping.
For solar power advocates in New England, it's a moment to savor.
You are seeing the promise of a distributed renewable electric grid in the charts and graphs coming from ISO New England.
Steve Hinchman is general counsel for a regional solar company called Revision Energy. He's standing by the inverter system of a 5,000-panel solar array the company recently installed at a growing business park in Brunswick.
It shows that renewables deployed at the bottom of the grid can offset demand and lower our overall need for electricity because we are generating the power that we need where we use it without having to have the grid deliver it.
Solar power's ability to make grid-scale reductions in demand was expected. The capacity of off-the-grid solar installations in New England, mostly rooftop solar panels, has grown almost tenfold since 2012 to 2,400 megawatts. Roughly speaking, that's enough to power almost 2 million homes when the sun is shining.
The long-time rhetorical flourish that environmentalists have liked to use about how fast the electricity grid is changing turns out to actually be true now.
Jeremy Elmer is a Rhode Island-based attorney with the Conservation Law Foundation. He says that as behind-the-meter solar lowers demand on the bulk grid, that can avert the need for costly new long-distance transmission lines and upgrades. And when daytime demand on the grid drops, he adds, that can lower overall electricity prices in real-time markets. And most importantly, from the environmentalist's perspective, it lowers the amount of carbon dioxide pollution created in electricity production.
It's paying off in terms of lower consumer costs. It's paying off in terms of lower carbon emissions. It's paying off in being able to see real, tangible change on the electricity grid.
Policymakers around New England continue to debate whether all electricity users should help pay for poles, wires, and other distribution services that rooftop solar power users need from time to time. But even with that issue in flux, it's expected that solar capacity will almost triple over the next several years. That will create some challenges ahead, with grid managers deciding what kind of quick-response power plants might be needed, including fossil-fueled facilities, to manage the rapid surge in demand on the grid that appears when the sun goes down. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.